This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to start off the second hour of the weekend edition. Great to have you with us, by the way. We hope that everybody is enjoying this Labor Day weekend. Always nice to have an extra day of vacation, don't you think? We are chatting right now with an old friend of both Corey's and mine, Lawrence Williams. Laurie Williams, he's a well-known London-based writer and commentator. He is a graduate in mining engineering from the Royal School of Mines, etc. He is a very interesting man, does an awful lot of research and writing on the subject of precious metals, and his website is laurieongold.com. Laurie, I got a question for you. It's not about gold in this case, but it's about silver. Silver is hugely underperforming gold, as you mentioned in an article on your website right now, and also vis-a-vis silver in the United States anyway, if you go to your typical bullion dealer, whether you're looking for bullion, whether you're looking for coins, what have you, you're going to pay a pretty hefty premium in silver despite the low price, a premium of almost 20% in the Bellingham area, and you're also going to have to wait 4 or 5 weeks. How do you account for that, Laurie?
Well, I mean, silver seems to be in pretty short supply. Somebody's taking it all up. The U.S. Mint is selling everything it can at the moment, and our understanding over here is it's actually rationing its supplies to the dealers, so I guess the dealers are marking it up accordingly.
Now, Laurie, how much do you think silver is priced as an industrial metal compared to a precious metal right now?
It varies from time to time. I think it's all a question of sentiment to some extent. It's not really a monetary metal anymore, I suppose. So it should be priced more as an industrial metal, and maybe that's what's happening at the moment. I think the fall in the price has been largely due to the Chinese situation. So, you know, silver's a bit of a strange one. I mean, they call it the devil's metal. It doesn't necessarily follow the moves it's expected to. I mean, gold's moved up recently. Silver's really still been suffering. So usually silver moves up with gold and moves up faster. It's just not happening at the moment. So I guess there's more of an industrial element in there, and people see the Chinese downturn, and China's a big consumer of industrial silver. So I would guess, you know, that's probably a good part of it.
In terms of the gold sector right now, you know, gold, my opinion on gold right now is it is showing incredible strength in its resiliency. You know, we have markets going all around the board right now. If you look at the conventional markets, and I would say that the oil market also is very, very volatile right now. I wouldn't call gold necessarily in a volatile environment right now. And the reason I say that is because regardless of what happens in the conventional markets, and pretty much regardless of what happens in the energy sector, gold is maintaining, I think, a very, very respectable price range in the environment that it's in, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, everybody and their dog have been talking gold down. I mean, almost every single bank analyst around was saying it was going to fall to $1,000, maybe below. And ever since that's happened, it's actually moved upwards. I think the thing is, demand for gold is probably also rather stronger than people give it credit for at the moment. If you actually look at movement through the Shanghai Gold Exchange, it's August, which is usually an incredibly weak month, has almost been a record month. So, you know, people will argue about the strength of Chinese demand. The major analysts will tell you that Chinese consumption is low or going down, but they only look at a proportion of what they define as consumption. And there have to be elements in there which are much, much stronger. I would think the flows through the Shanghai Gold Exchange are a better indicator. They may not be, they may be a bit more than the actual consumption figure itself, but they have to be a huge indicator of what the Chinese are doing. And I think ultimately the gold price is very dependent on the Chinese market.
Well, Laurie, I've said for a while that I think the Chinese market does a great job of setting some sort of floor for the gold price. But when you look at the overall price in gold, when you compare it to other currencies, gold is performing actually quite nicely, especially when you compare it to the Australian dollar, the Canadian dollar, even the euro. All those currencies seem to be moving down while gold is obviously holding flat. Why don't you think the U.S. or the investor in the U.S. is going into gold quite like they are in other countries?
Well, I'm not even sure that the investors in other countries are really going into gold, because they're too much fixed on the U.S. gold price. Even though, if you're in Australia, as you say, I mean, gold's gone up about 10% this year in Australia. It's gone down 4% in the U.S. dollar. But all the media looks at gold in the U.S. dollar price, and I think, you know, investors say, oh, you know, gold's collapsing in the U.S. dollar, which it hasn't. But, you know, the media seems to be concertedly playing down gold. So I think that's part of the reason why the investors aren't going into it in the way perhaps they ought to be. And if you're looking at gold stocks, you know, the Australians or the Canadians in particular, are both doing rather, should be doing rather better this year, whereas it's the American producers who are really having the problem. I mean, I gather that the United States gold production is falling this year, whereas Australian is rising. I think Canadian is probably rising.
Laurie, I'd like to wrap this up, if you don't mind, by you elaborating on one thing. You had the article on your blog, Silver Hugely Underperforming Gold Despite Astonishing Indian Demand. What exactly is the Indian demand?
Well, a lot of it's jewelry, some of it's investment. But the Indians buy jewelry as an investment, a lot of them. It's a store of wealth, because the markup on jewelry or silver bangles or whatever is very, very low in relation to, say, an American jeweler or something like that. So, and it's the same with gold over there. You know, there's a lot of gold adornment, silver adornment, but it's really a store of wealth.
So, Laurie, what is your overall outlook on gold in terms of overall price, say, for the rest of this year and into 2016?
Well, I think the downside is pretty limited, largely because I don't think the Chinese government wants the gold price to fall, and it's quite capable of manipulating it in maybe the way that some of the the traders in the States have been manipulating it downwards. So I think the Chinese will probably put a bottom onto it. So therefore, I would think there's a good chance that over the next 3 months the gold will actually move up maybe $50 to $100.
I think it's an interesting comment. I happen to agree with you 100% on the aspect of the demand side of the equation being influenced largely by the Far East. I mean, it certainly always has been influenced by certainly China and India, for lack of better terms. But right now, I think that, you know, if you just go back to the basic fundamental of political turmoil, geopolitical events, economic events around the world, I think eventually gold is very definitely going to move up a bit. And your $50 to $100 increase, I don't think is out of the question at all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get more information on Laurie, simply click on his picture, which is associated with this particular program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Al and myself are joined by Jayant Bhandari. He has been on the show a number of times, a consultant for a lot of the major players in the mining industry. Jayant, recently there was news that came out of a company that you are a director of. That is Gold Canyon. Gold Canyon has been acquired by First Mining Finance, a company that we interviewed back at the Sprott show. I wanted to bring you on to get your opinion and kind of a synopsis from you for what this means for not only Gold Canyon, but also the mining industry in general.
Alan, Corey, thanks again for having me here. I think this is a very interesting announcement of a combination between Gold Canyon, First Mining, and PC Gold. This has almost right away given Gold Canyon a share price appreciation of more than 100% in the last 3 days. Something similar has happened with PC Gold. Now, there is still a 50% arbitrage upside left in Gold Canyon. And I think this is what a lot of venture companies should be doing in the current market scenarios, combine with other companies to reduce their G&A costs and hand over their projects to management teams that can continue to move these projects forward. Gold Canyon has done an absolutely fabulous job developing Springpole. The project now contains 4.5 4 million ounces in indicated resources and about 0.6 million ounces in inferred resources. It's one of the bigger Canadian gold projects. Now the time is for this project to go into the hands of a mining team that can move this project towards becoming a mine. And I think that's what makes me very excited about this announcement.
Given the current state of the junior resource market, this obviously bodes well, I would have to say, for a lot of the junior companies. I mean, we're not just talking about Gold Canyon here, but we're talking about other companies that can take advantage of this particular situation. I have to tell you that the company that purchased Gold Canyon, we interviewed the principals at the Sprott conference, I guess back in July, and I think they have a great business plan, and I've got nothing but respect for those guys.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why we decided to do an agreement with First Mining. They have a great team. They are the kind of people who have consistently made money for their shareholders. They have proven their capabilities to raise money from the market, and they have developed two big mining companies in the past, First Quantum and First Majestic. So they have taken two junior companies to become one of the larger mining companies in the world. And I would not be surprised if they attempt something similar with First Mining Finance. And we, as Gold Canyon Board of Directors, are very happy with this deal, and that's why we decided to go ahead with that.
Now, Giant, do you think it is good for the mining industry for these companies like First Mining Finance to be acquiring a lot of these properties that are attractive, obviously more attractive at higher prices, to eventually bring them to production almost on their own time frame?
Well, absolutely. Every market has its own requirements. The market for junior mining companies has been very tough for the last 3-4 years. As we all realize, it has been very difficult for these companies to raise money from the market or to gain interest from investors. So the only way you can continue to gain interest from investors is to prove that you can continue to add value on a per-share basis. And companies that can prove that capabilities are the companies that will survive. And this is what every junior mining company should do. If they cannot take their investors into confidence, they should make deals or move their project forward that makes their investors interested in their companies and their projects.
I have a lot of admiration and faith, for lack of better terms, into Kiko Lori and also in yourself, John. But you guys were really pretty much caught between a rock and a hard spot in terms of taking this massive property and really doing something with it. Because in the current environment, when you don't have the capital to do it yourself, you got to find a helping hand, no question about it.
Absolutely, Al. And listen, the management of Gold Canyon and the board of directors of Gold Canyon have been extremely supportive. A lot of managements and board of directors do not want to lose their jobs in a deal like this. But this management and this board of directors have solely focused on what they thought was in the best interests of their shareholders, and this deal is a result of that integrity that this management and board of directors have shown.
Now, John, let's get your outlook on where you think the price of gold is going to go in, say, the next 3 months, and then also into 2016. First of all, where you think the price is going and what's going to drive it.
Gold, in my view, gold price should have gone up much higher already. It has to go up, but that does not mean it will go up in the next 3 months or next 6 months. The reality is that the world is in a bit of a chaos today. The developing countries are facing huge amounts of problems, and you can already see with the crisis that Europe is facing in terms of influx of people coming, refugees coming from other countries. The world has become a very unstable place in many ways, despite that economically it's very strong and continues to grow. But also the Western countries are increasingly becoming negative yield economies, which means that it has increasingly become very difficult for people to secure their savings and make money from investing in these countries. The reason is that the governments of Western countries have become very difficult to deal with. Their regulatory burden on business is extremely high. And it pays to remember that most of these people who work in governments never really did a proper job in their lives. And they don't really understand how value is created and how businesses are run. So they'd have no problems enforcing horrendous regulations on these companies. And that's what the Western world is facing. Developing countries have their own problems. And as a result, I think the falling growth rate will result into increased demand for gold. Because if you have to live in a negative yield environment, you are better off investing your money in a zero-yield instrument that is gold.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed it out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are chatting right now with Gary Christensen. Gary is a very avid golfer, as are Corey and I, and he's actually an accomplished newsletter writer. You're focusing a bit right now on silver, Gary, and I guess the first question that I would have is, there's a real disconnect between the paper price of silver right now and the physical price of silver. You know, people up here in the area that I live in, up in the Northwest, we're paying almost a 20% premium, number one, and number two, in terms of delivery. There's up to a four-week delay. Seems kind of strange given the fact that if the supply and demand factors were accurate, that would not be the case.
Well, but, you know, it seems kind of strange if you look at it and say supply and demand, normal economics, 101, the rules and so forth. But I think we all know that realistically, supply and demand doesn't really drive the price of gold and silver, and probably a lot of other things, but certainly the price of gold and silver aren't really driven by the supply and demand of physical product. What drives the price on the COMEX, because that seems to be the price-setting mechanism throughout the world right now, is just paper products, you know, generate a few billion dollars of digital money and then go buy, use that to either sell or buy digital contracts. And so that will drive the price of silver either higher or lower than normal, than you would expect even through normal cycles. And I don't want to make a point about this being silver's always manipulated down. Look at the price of silver when it ran up in April of 2011. It was way too high compared to other ratios to gold or the S&P or housing markets or whatever. The silver just ran too far too fast on the paper markets and went way too high. And now it's the reverse. It's way too low. So when silver prices at the paper markets are way too low, the physical market, being a more real market, a smaller market, of course, but a more real market, compensates by increasing premiums. And, you know, I look at the price of silver eagles in 100-lot quantities or more at APMEX just as a benchmark. And, you know, that number should be 10, 12, 14% above spot price. And the last time I looked, it was 27 or 28% above spot price. And maybe it's different today, but a few days ago, that's where it was. That just tells me that the physical market is tight and the paper market has been pushed down way too far. When the paper market was pushed way too high in April of 2011, it corrects. And I fully expect that the paper market's going to correct. And along with that, demand will continue in the physical markets and supply will still be weak and the premiums will stay relatively high, but they'll tend to come back down somewhat as the paper price goes up.
Gary, as for silver, there's a couple concerns that people have regarding the price of silver, and those revolve around its industrial uses, simply because of the slowdown in China and really all around the world. Do you put much credence in that aspect, holding down a silver price?
Well, I'm very sympathetic to that argument. You know, the argument is, phrasing it in my own terms here, the economy is slowing down, the economy needs silver, but the economy also needs copper. Because the economy is slowing down, those things are less in demand. So in that sense, yeah, I buy off on that argument. But I happen to think that silver isn't copper, in that silver has a monetary aspect and an investment aspect to it that, in periods of panic, in periods of concern for fiat currencies, will override any issue of slowing economies. And so I think copper prices may stay weak, although I think they're very oversold right now, but I think they may stay weak for a while longer. I don't know. That's just a speculation. But I think silver prices are very weak right now and are very unlikely to stay low much longer because of the demand that's coming in from investors. That, I think, will drive silver prices and gold prices much more than it'll drive copper prices. So, yes, I agree with the people who talk about the industrial aspect of it, but I don't think it's a big deal for very long in the silver and gold markets.
So, Gary, let's talk a little bit about gold then. Do you think that silver will start to outperform gold, or do you find that gold will outperform, or will they maybe both move down or both move up? What's your outlook?
Well, my opinion is that they've both bottomed, and the ratio the last time I checked was near 80. It was in the high 70s, and a typical ratio is much, much lower than that. That is the price of gold divided by the price of silver. A typical ratio is much lower than that, and if you can use that ratio as a very good indicator of how far silver has been stretched too high when the ratio falls low, or when silver has been suppressed and the ratio goes very high like it is now, that ratio just simply says how much silver has been pushed down or up compared to gold. Right now, it's showing that it's been pushed down very hard, and that ratio will correct. The worst ratio that we've had in the last many, many years, since about 40 years or so, has been about 100 to 1. And this ratio we have now is a 10 or 15-year low, or a high in the ratio. I think that that ratio will correct probably rather substantially in the next year, and that as silver starts to move, that ratio will contract, but as gold starts to move, then silver will move much more rapidly. So gold may go up 50% and silver may go up 150%, just picking numbers. I think that ratio is important long term. I don't think it tells you anything short term, but I think long term it tells you that silver is oversold and likely to go much higher relative to gold and probably relative to a lot of other measures.
It's interesting. Corey and I were chatting earlier with Laurie Williams, who is a real expert when it comes to precious metals. He's got a great blog, as you do. He's got a great newsletter, as you do. And he was saying that there is a fair amount of demand right now for silver actually coming out of India. Any comments on that?
Well, there's a huge amount of demand in India. Where I read what Steve San Angelo has to say, SRS Roco report, he has a lot of physical supply and demand data, and he shows tremendous demand out of out of India, and he also shows that the supply, the mining supply, this say year over year comparisons is going down. We are mining less silver in the United States and Australia. Major silver mining sources are drying up because the prices have been so low so long. To me, that's just a matter of time before those silver prices have to go much higher. I know that if you live in the world where you believe that silver prices are manipulated, and I do, but all markets are manipulated to some extent. And so I like to look at long-term trends and long-term cycles because I think that the manipulation is far less relevant at the long-term level. And if you look at long-term cycles, you can easily see a roughly 7-year cycle on silver that is bottoming right now. And if you go back and look at silver cycles for about 20 years, you can see a silver cycle low right now, another cycle low in late 2008, another cycle low in 2001, late 2001, another silver cycle low in 94. Those were important lows, and they're all separated by the same 82-month period of time. I don't think that's a guarantee of anything, but I think that's a thing to point out, that when you see the ratios pointing to silver over gold, when you see the ratios pointing to silver over the S&P, when you see the incredible amount of fiat money that we've got running around the world and the amount of money that the Federal Reserve is creating and the Treasury is spending, and then you look at cycles and they say silver is bottoming now, now being plus or minus several months, to me that's a strong indication that you should be putting your money into silver now as opposed to something else. And I think that's something that, you know, may not be true today or tomorrow, but it's certainly true over a several-month period of time. And we'll look back in 5 years and say, my God, silver was available under $15 an ounce. Can you imagine that?
Now, that comment I agree with, Gary, that when we do look back at silver a few years down the road, it will be much higher. Unfortunately, right now, I find silver has a couple issues with a higher price, one being obviously the slowdown in economies around the world, so its industrial use is definitely holding it down, and this deflationary pressure that is also grasping all the economies in the world, and I think that's what's holding down gold. If we do go through any sort of major market correction, silver might get hit, but I just don't see too much more downside here. That being said, it's definitely not an easy market to take positions when it has been beat up this much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Overnight. Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Alan and myself are chatting with Abby Gilbert. Abby, I have to say, since we brought you on the show a few months ago, your recognition has really been growing in the gold industry, and rightfully so. You come out with some great commentary, and now you're a featured writer on the Kitco website. You've started up your idea, the starting up of these articles called Confessions of a Gold Analyst. I posted one earlier this week because I thought, well, first of all, I really agreed with it, and I really thought it addressed this topic of manipulation in the precious metals and just in the markets in general in a very astute way. Can you kind of describe and explain what your article was about?
Well, ultimately, ever since I've started writing articles about a top in the metals back in 2011, people simply lambasted me for the perspective I was taking. And, you know, I was just taking a very simple perspective based upon mathematics and Fibonacci mathematics and market sentiment to identify a topping target. And, you know, everybody just continued speaking about, you know, the fundamentals. Unfortunately, the fundamentals are a story that often change at the opposite end of a trend. So the fundamentals will always look best at the top, and the fundamentals will always look worst at the bottom. Now, you know, but the problem was most of the people that were pushing the fundamentals, a number of them are also salesmen. They've been selling gold and silver. And unfortunately, they had a large following because, you know, they happened to be right as the market was moving higher. And I'm sure they were selling a lot. But people like that were not able to recognize the top. And unfortunately, many people bought at the highs. And when the markets came crashing down, these people that were pushing these fundamental perspectives had no answer. So it seemed as though they started moving into this manipulation theory. And they started, you know, finding these little bits and pieces of facts here and there and piecing them together and claiming there's manipulation. The problem is, and I've been through most of the facts and I've written articles about a lot of these facts, when you take these facts out of context, it looks like, sounds like there may be manipulation here. But when you actually read, if you go back and you research and read the entire context from which they've taken it, you'd recognize that they're clearly taking these their support out of context. And there's often very good reasons as to why markets have been doing what they've been doing. And if there wasn't good reasons, we would not have been on the right side of these markets for the last 4 years.
For a guy who's been in this business since about 1979 and starting his own company in 1982, I do know a little bit about gold, and I also know a lot about salesmen. And I have to tell you, the going to the moon crowd is something that I don't think is... I don't think that's really an honorable way to sell a product. And the reason that I say that is because from a, and I'd be curious to get your opinion on this, Abby, from a strict economic financial standpoint, you know, you're not going to wake up one morning and see gold going from back when it was, let's say it was at $1,900 when people were paying $1,900 an ounce for it. You're not going to see it. You're not going to wake up the next morning and see it go to $5,000. You're not even going to see it go much higher than that, I don't think, given all factors. And if you look at true fundamentals as opposed to salesman-type fundamentals, I think you're 100% right. I think there's a place in every single portfolio for gold and silver. And my wife and I put our money where our collective mouths are in that area. But, you know, the idea of buying gold because it's going to go to a bazillion dollars is just something that I think is silly.
Well, I'm going to speak to the other side of that coin.
Sure, sure.
I wrote an article not too long ago for MarketWatch that caused quite a stir. I think they said about 250,000 people read it, maybe more. It was calling for a rise in the HUI, in the Gold Bugs Index, up to the 15,000 region, which would be relatively about $20,000, $25,000 an ounce in gold. Now, you know, people look at that and they say, that's crazy. But it's based upon the same mathematical, Fibonacci mathematical and market sentiment projections that allowed me to call the top in gold in 2011 within $6 of the high. Now, when you look at it from a different perspective, Ralph Nelson Elliott, who created Elliott Wave, he's the one that discovered Elliott Wave, that the type of analysis that I use, back in 1941 or 42, as World War II was raging around him, when the Dow was at 100, he said, we are about to enter into a 75-year bull market. And, you know, you rarely see predictions like that, that are that ridiculously accurate over a long period of time. When I look at the Gold Bugs Index and the manner in which it is positioned today, it is no different than what Elliott was looking at back in 1942 when it came to the Dow. Very similar position. The Dow was 100 then. The Gold Bugs Index is just a little bit below 100. Where's the Dow now, 75 years later? And honestly, the gold bugs index moves a lot more powerfully than equities. So that's why I'm looking at a 50-year 15,000 target on the gold bugs.
What was that time frame again?
50 years.
Of course. How could anybody dispute that?
But oddly enough, I'm looking at potentially doubling within the next few years from where we are right now, and I'm looking at a tenfold potential increase over the next 10 to 15 years.
Now, Avi, where I think people get themselves in trouble with this whole manipulation belief is by taking the really short-term outlook, looking day-to-day, almost hour-by-hour at the markets, because in the long term, I think the markets do move in their natural directions. But then short-term, you have these people that can look at, say, contracts, a large number of contracts that are dumped on paper markets early on in the morning or late at night when you would expect most traders to not be at their computers. How do you explain these movements in terms of this manipulation argument?
You know, oddly enough, the biggest, for example, of recent times, we just spoke about the quote-unquote dump that supposedly caused this last drop in gold. You know, when I look at it and I say from a sentiment perspective, the setup was there for this sale. Whether you want to view it as a dump or whether you want to view it as people just actuating on the overall sentiment that I was following, you know, we were short within the month before We started shorting about a month before this dump took place. We were ready for the dump. These are things that we've foreseen within the sentiment patterns, and these are people that are just actuating upon the overall market sentiment that's prevailing.
You know, I have to tell you one thing. Market sentiment is obviously very, very important, and technical analysis is utilized by yourself and Doc and others, Rick Ackerman certainly, is also very, very important. But so is time frame. You know, when I made my comment, I think it's silly to listen to a lot of the sales talk about gold. I will stand by that. But again, it really depends on your time frame. And I mean, Avi, as many of our listeners have said, you know, people who bought at 1900 and listen to the to the moon pitch are in big, I mean, they're very, very upside down right now. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. I think you have to put sensibility into your examination of is now a good time or an inopportune time to invest in gold. And that is the exact reason. Boy, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I got to tell you, that's the exact reason that my wife and I buy gold and we hold it. We buy silver and we hold it. And the reason that we do that is because, God forbid, should we have a tremendous, tremendous meltdown in the economy. I think they are the currency of last resort. Corey, you got it, man.
Well, I think just taking this home, Avi, I really enjoyed your article. And for those people that want to read it, it was posted on Wednesday on our site. Actually, Tuesday on our site. Check it out, Confessions of a Gold Analyst, Gold Sell-Offs, and Human Nature. It's just a good article to hear a different side of the story. I understand that calling this whole manipulation thing makes people sometimes feel better about the way the markets move, but I think sometimes we need to take a more long-term look at the markets and understand that there are a lot of different forces at play here. And I think the wrap-up that we can leave it here is we all believe that gold will be higher in the long term, but nothing ever moves in a straight line when it comes to the markets. Avi, always enjoy chatting with you. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Please come on, visit our blog, www.kereport.com. Weigh in on our forum. We love hearing from everybody.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.